Blog Talk Radio.
Black on Black. Black on Black. OPN. OPN. Wish fam. And they thought they were going to be let off the hook.
Rest in peace, Tim Russell, Melissa Williams, casualties and organized cop killers, 12 Caucasians, and a Zimmerman, a mental Latino. Sorry, man, black cops are about to get mad.
Yeah.
Cause you work right along with black cops are about to get mad.
Yeah.
Cause you work right along with black cops are about to get mad.
Yeah.
Cause you work right along with the Klan.
Uh-huh.
Black Shield, black police, the officers. Why y'all ain't condemn racist cops?
Why?
Cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight.
Yeah.
So they do the job of racist whites. Police Patrolmen's Association try to inflame this hot situation. Union President is Jeffrey Fulmer. Ball, redneck, has a way with words.
Yeah.
He said the cops did a good job for real. He's right, they did a good job killing.
Yeah.
General Donna Brown, she broke it down. Demanded apologies from the clown. The Reverend Twan jumped in it quick. Accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down? Put it in a rhyme. Cause I was there, huh? On the front line. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life doesn't mean nothing, man. Gunned down over mufflers in a pop can.
Yeah.
25 minute chase through two cities like they were hunting blacks in slavery. Cleveland cops, those cowards ain't right.
Nope.
They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike.
Nah.
Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets, they bum rushed Heritage Park in EC. 137 shots for 13 cops. No gun or shell casings on the spot.
Nope.
The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killing. We need to care about the cops' feelings.
What?
Holden Frank wanna start a riot. So Art McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye to represent the people and make it clear. You don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
Hey. 137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in Luce. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison systems. Luce. Still I'm a child, I've been abused lately. You hear about police brutality all the time on the news daily. You think it's great, we take another look. Cause all the pigs in my city just look at me as another crook. No ship runs, that's no such thing. But had dreams that I had to shoot one to run up on me. Trick a happy crooked cops, what's the reason? 137 shots in East Cleveland. Two people dead are on top, family grieving. It's spread like the plague, it won't stop this. No treason can stop the protest. We marching this evening, steady out for justice. The clutch fist in the air, black power. The first pig never did. The fat cowards.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Where's the beef?
And welcome once again to none other than, wow, I love this particular part because I get a chance to tell people exactly what you're listening to. And that is Al Porter, Man in the Streets, chapter 4, verse 19. That's Al Porter. And I just want to let people know, chapter 4, verse 19. And MAN is an abbreviation, acronym for Music Activism News. And the reason that I want to let people know that is, like I say, I'm very thankful that we keep surviving on a bunch of different things. And that's a beautiful thing of this particular program. And the number that can be reached here is 646-478-0944. That is 646-478-0944. We have like two people online so far, and I want to get to the phone lines, 216-215, that 216-486 phone number, which I can promise you I will get to shortly. That's 216-496. That'll help out a whole lot better. At least I'm not making up numbers at random. This evening should be very good in itself. As a matter of fact, it's always a good thing to have people who at least, I'm going to give you like the three disclaimers of what's going on so that people will know what's happening and that they'll understand, overstand, and all that. So with our three disclaimers, disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. So have pens, pencils, paper, notebooks, laptops, desktops, iPhones, smartphones for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944, and I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I may take time and see what's on your mind. I want to also give out and say I appreciate everybody who's calling in this evening. We started off with the 137 Swish Fam remix. You will understand and overstand why we started off that particular track, which featured Sheriff Kilroy, Swish Fam, D187. And before I say anything else, I want to let people know, BlackOnBlackCleveland.com, that's the website, BlackOnBlackCleveland.com. The Alfred Porter Jr. Facebook page with the profile of a sheriff's hat, that's Alfred Porter, JR, period. And sometimes people say, well, I don't say it enough, so I just want to let people know and start off and let people know that the Black Man's Army meetings are Wednesdays at 6 p.m. That's Cleveland Standard Time at 14715 Euclid Avenue, Lee Road intersection at the Resource Center. And the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings aren't the same. It's the same day. It's at 14715 Euclid Avenue, the Lee Road intersection storefront at the Resource Center at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on a Wednesday. So since you all have been so, like, patient with me, I'm going to go to that 216-215 phone number. Like I say, you've been very patient, listened to my voice and all of that. How are you this evening?
Okay, how are you?
I'm doing quite well, all things considered. So what's been going on with you?
Well, I've just been listening to you and the art. I've been listening to the art record show. I've been listening to you on air, and I just want to know when the next time the meeting is going to be at the Justice Center again, because it was a pretty good crowd, and I want to know when there's going to be another one.
Okay. Because the sheriff's verdict, they're going to release information at the Justice Center, and I do believe they are releasing information at the Justice Center tomorrow morning at 11 a.m., and the inside information that I have for you is members of Tamir Rice's family is going to be on hand. They're saying 10 a.m., probably be like a small rally, press conference, or what have you, to support the family. That's tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. when that those findings are handed down. So the family's asking that people be out at 10 a.m., so at least now you know and you can let some people know that.
Okay, my next question is, what about Timothy and Melissa case?
They say that the verdict will be at least no earlier than the 18th. They're saying it will be no earlier than the 18th, so of this month, May. So that would be tentatively next Monday, I do believe.
I don't understand. It's been 3 years, and it's now. I mean, they're just now resolving this. Why did it take 3 years?
It's taken 3 years because there are different sets of rules. I'll put it to you like this. If I go into a bank and I rob that bank with 12 other individuals, and I shoot the store owner and kill that store owner, even if two or three people roll over on others, all 13 I have to do time, and it'll be done at a fast rate of pace. If you don't believe it, ask that idiot who apparently was the 19-year-old who gunned down in the quintuple homicide on East 90, I will say East 92nd and Wade Park. Look how fast they got him in once they had his DNA. They waited to match things out. So you're answering your own question in an interesting way. But when it comes to the police, and I might get into that a little while because we were out there and we dealt with that. First, you have the unions, and everything that the police do is quote-unquote justifiable. So, in other words, there is no homicide. It's justifiable homicide. So instead of the coroner saying so-and-so was murdered, see, I killed somebody. I murdered somebody. But when the police come back, they enter in, the coroner usually says it was justifiable homicide, which causes the prosecutor to say, it might have been justifiable homicide. So if there's a grand jury, they have to look and say, was it a justifiable homicide from the police, or was it flat-out murder? Instead of giving them that option, murder is murder, no matter what. And if they had it that way, there would be a lot more police on trial at a lot faster pace. So that's just a roundabout way of giving you everything, because the judge is looking at justifiable homicide right now instead of murder. So that's why it's taking long. If that helped you out.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. We do our very, very best around here. If I didn't know that particular part, I would have done what I did when we talked about a couple of other subjects, and I would have said, give me a couple of weeks to look it back up. So, unfortunately, I hate that I know a little bit about that, but at least it gives us something to fight on to get those type of things changed. So,
and
thank you
so
much.
I did call and text for Tamir Wright, because his mother was at the Word Church, and I called so many times when to that office that Pastor Vernon was talking about, to call, and, you know, I just don't feel that was right. I just don't feel the justice is not being done when it comes to Tamir Wright. He's so young and loses life like that.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I do. And I thank you so much for calling in, and may you hear something definitely that you'll be able to appreciate as well. So I thank you for calling.
Okay, you're welcome.
No problem. It's phone calls like that really I'm very thankful for, because it causes you to think, and I do appreciate that. As a matter of fact, you better believe that Timothy Lohman and Michael Garnback, both of those officers that are in the Tamir Rice case, they're going to say, hey, it was justifiable homicide, because they were, forgot the other term, in fear for their safety, in fear for their lives. So before I go to this next phone call of 216, it's a 496 phone number. So it's a 216-496 phone number. I want to definitely do one or two things that I do, or I try to do my very best at, and that's to give people more information. And if you're out there online, you can use the same number of 646-478-0944 on a Wednesday for Hood Talk. Hood Talk Radio, which is on 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time with Emax and the Mindset. International politics broke down to a local level. As a matter of fact, I want to say on top of that, you can use the 646-478-0944 phone number for Hood Tunes Radio. That's Fridays and Saturdays, most times at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. That's Music Business 101 with my man Emax. Before I get to that phone call also, maybe get to some stories and stuff, since I can, I want to give people a top 10 on a Monday to a Monday on music and entertainment. Woo! Number 10, T-Rilla. Number 9, King Solomon debuts by request. Number 8, King Swisher debuts by request. Number 7, Miss Cleto. Number 6, and wow, Miss Cleto moved up. Number 6, moving up, Ballhead Fred. Number 5, Eastside even moved up. Number 4, Lady Meatrice moved up. Number 3, moving up, Black House Sounds featuring Sheriff Kilroy. That Alfred Porter, Joe, J.R. on YouTube. The Alfred Porter, J.O.E., J.R. The YouTube video for the Radio 1 disc that was definitely filmed in the parking lot of Radio 1. Well, until they threw us out. And then moving up to number 2, Gambino Red. And number 1 moving up is that Good for the Hood. More on that in just a little while. While I'm looking at information, I just want to tell people real quick, wow, you can either Facebook or go on Blog Talk for D Gambit Radio, Who Has the Power Radio, or Bored and Restless Miss Contagious Radio. So I'm just letting you know what's going on out here. And as I go back to the line, I'm looking at that 216-496. That's 216-496. How are you doing out there? 216-496?
Oh, I'm doing fine, sir. I forgot which phone I was using. Anyway, I'm one saying, strange. But anyway, I'm waiting because, before I get into that, I was going to say that the group, BMA, and all of them did an outstanding job downtown today.
Okay.
And I wish more media should have been there to cover it. Because you all did you just marched beautifully and in unison, and you all did, it was just outstanding. But it was too bad because what it is, it was kicking off the rally recalling Mayor Frank Jackson.
Okay. Well, then, I appreciate you for noticing that part, and we might have to talk about that for just a little while, so I thank you in advance.
Thank you, sir. Keep up the good work.
All right. We appreciate that. As a matter of fact, a whole lot of different distractions on my end, but I will let people know if you ever want to, like, retalk on a line or say something else, you can either press the 1 key if you haven't done so. You could always hang up and call again. I don't mind, but whoo. Before I get into what was just mentioned, I will say that the Art McCoy radio show is on Sundays, 5 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. And I want to at least get on the subject of, I guess this all lets you know why Man in the Streets joined OPN, Oppressed People's Nation, Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Revolutionary Party, Chop Shop, Renegades, King Swisher, and many more than a few dozen groups were on the City Hall steps to bring awareness to Cleveland's shortcomings. The Black Man's Army sound system sounded big and booming. Well, of course, that bus was playing a Black Man's Army theme song by Sergeant Major Stokes and somebody by the name of Sheriff Kilroy. But that's besides the point. There, the Black Man's Army sound system was big and booming, and there were megaphones that were brought in from the American Center for Economic Equality. And the president of that organization, Norm Edwards, holds Mayor Jackson personally responsible for the death of 12-year-old Tamir Rice and mentally ill Tanisha Anderson because Jackson never promoted or pushed to his 2006 police reform that would have stopped this from happening. The same police reform he created alongside former safety director Marty Flask. Now, Norm Edwards said Mayor Jackson's a failure all around, a horrible failure. He failed black people and the entire city of Cleveland except downtown. He's done nothing for neighborhoods or bring change to the police department. He's the worst mayor in Cleveland history. Now, on May the 21st, they plan on starting and coming back down to City Hall and file the papers to actually recall Mayor Jackson, I guess, to pull petitions and everything else, have their press conference. Now, Mayor Jackson, in his defense, claimed that $25 million has been spent and is going towards the inner city. Well, I'm not sure where that's going yet. But I will say one thing about all of that before I get to the 216-772 phone number. I promise you I'll get to you very shortly, but I just want to say one thing, and that's what I got a chance, you know, man on the streets, you get a chance to speak, and that's a beautiful thing. But I got a chance to say that, let's picture this real quick. Let's see, it under 2 minutes time. If I were to go and shoot an animal, if I shoot a dog or a cat, and I shoot that animal 49 times, PETA, you know, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, the ASPCA, Dick Goddard, well, for those who are outside of our city and state, you know, he's a local man who's been on TV, Weatherman, who he champions animal rights. And the man who made Goddard's law to protect animals' rights, my state rep, Bill Patman, and council people would be knocking on my door hollering, put me in jail, and they would have a right to say that because I would have put an animal in. You know, real, that's overkill if I shoot an animal 49 times. So how come none of the council people have called Officer Brelo by name? How come none of the same things has come up that big? You know, as a matter of fact, I'll give you one other thing. If I'm in my own house, and I want you to picture yourself in your house, you're protecting your family. Let's say two people break into your house and you shoot them 49 times and you have a CCW. That's right, carry and conceal weapon permit. And you shoot both of those individuals 49 times. Why is it the police will ask you their first question, then 49 times? Well, they broke in. Yes, but why didn't you just stop after 6 or 7? Well, they broke in. How much alcohol did you consume? But they broke in. How much dope did you smoke? Can we give you a blood alcohol test? But they broke in. Well, and have you had a psych evaluation before you shot those individuals 49 times? Now, those are some deep things that you have to look at, because those are the questions that's come through. But Mayor Jackson, at collective bargaining, never bargained for police to be tested for drugs and alcohol. He just rolled over. But I'm going to roll over to this phone call because I don't think they wanted to hear my mouth go on and on. So with that being said, 216-772, you're on live. How are you doing?
Hey, brother. I'm fine. Hey, Al.
Hey, brother.
I'm good. Thank you for that. But they broke in, you know.
Yeah, you know. And they still put me in cuffs and lead me out for a little while.
Wow. That's a good analogy. That's a perfect analogy. Thank you for that. Well,
no,
you know, now I see the sheriff is going to make a press conference tomorrow, same time as a major minister is going to be buried. So, boy, did they time that right, huh? They don't want the black folks coming to this thing.
Yes, they did.
Damn, same time, different place. But I'll be there because I'm not going to make it over to the bishop's funeral, unfortunately, but I will be in front of the Justice Center to hear and to ask this guy a question. Why didn't you fire Officer Loman yet? And that's my question.
Right.
You know?
I hear you.
How come we got to wait 5 months? I wish the Baltimore mayor was over here because they would have fired that guy.
You know, I feel you on that.
Bunch of crap garbage.
I appreciate this phone call because you are right. You're right.
Yes.
What else is going
on? Oh, I don't know. I don't know. We got a good rainstorm, and I'm trying to get a garden in and try. Hell, I don't know. I've been down because I feel like we just ain't doing nothing. I don't know. I've been really down about that all weekend.
And I feel you on that. And I think that the main problem is, and people don't realize, how can you have peace without justice? And my thing is, I'm not talking about going out there and tearing up everything, but I'm saying that we are too docile, and the reason that we're docile is everybody's saying, Everybody, don't do this. Everybody, stay peaceful. Everybody, stay this. Everybody, stay that. Oh, by the way, yes, you are being murdered off, but everything will be all right. And everything shouldn't be all right. So I just appreciate you for calling in to cause people to think.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Al. Well, you have a good night. I'm going to listen in. I got to call Mom real quick, so sorry. I got to... And I'll be back on to hear some good music. Okay.
We'll have something for you shortly from my man King Swisher, who was out there with
it.
Us. So we thank you.
Oh, cool. All right. Talk to you soon.
All
thanks.
Right. You
all right.
Too. As a matter of fact, I might have to, anybody who knows of the King can let Chris King Swisher X on Facebook, people who know him from Instagram and Twitter and all of that, know we're about to debut something from that brother because he was out there with us. But I just want to say, I don't like to pick on the mayor or anything. He's easy to be picked on. I just don't like to. But I want to put out there that Mayor Frank Jackson, another reason that we were out there, Mayor Frank Jackson hired former supporter and councilman Eugene Miller to a $46,000 a year quality control specialist in the city's public works department. And now, I'm not against brothers, sisters getting great jobs, but Mayor Jackson's spokesman said, you know, Miller was chosen from those who took the civil service exam, while history suggests Eugene, the latest beneficiary of Jackson's No Loyalist Left Behind political rewards program. As a matter of fact, we're going to go back and say it's given political favored individuals what voters or other circumstances denied them. You know, like let's say voters have said, beat it, or other circumstances said, beat it. Well, Mayor Jackson, if you look out for him over the years, he'll give you a secure job and a decent rate of pay. City Hall hires double dippers, public employees who retire and are rehired to collect both a salary and a retirement benefits, such as, well, we'll go to Jane Funick, Director of Aging, kept her $112,583 salary, you know, after retirement and coming back. Randall Scott, Assistant Parks and Recreational Director, he kept his $114,747 salary. Barry Withers did a horrible job at the Water Department, criticized, all that stuff, but was moved over to Assistant Director of Public Safety, retaining his $123,235 salary. And they're just three of nearly three dozen double dippers. Now, Michael McGrath, former police chief and former safety director, Martin Flask, also, are double dippers. You see, Jackson last year promoted McGrath to safety director at $122,720 a year. And Flask became the mayor's ninth full-time executive assistant at $121,965 a year. Great rewards. And for Eugene Miller, former councilman, there's no record that the city interviewed anyone else for the position he now has. Now, for Cleveland councilwoman, you know, former Cleveland councilwoman, Sabre Pierce Scott, who ran Jackson's reelection campaign in 2009, for anybody who doesn't remember, she ended up, you know, found guilty of corruption in 2011. Have no fear. Mayor Jackson hired her last June at a $55,000 a year deputy program manager in the public utilities department. One thing I can always say, I never expect to get sued for anything I say because here's just a little secret I've learned. If you speak with facts, then 9 times out of 10, you don't have to worry about being sued. This comes from my brother from Oppressed People's Nation. He was out there on the front lines with us. I kind of like the track he threw out just because he was like calling out people who really don't know how to act all the time. And he's always been like, I will say, unapologetic with what he does. So people have been requesting, when am I going to play some of his music? So I'm going to go oppress people's own Minister of Information, my man, King Swisher, N-I-C-C-A.
Most of our people are comfortable. They can't see past the trap.
Life ain't no game, nigga.
Nope.
My brother got shot by some cane bangers. To build a corner with that cane, nigga.
Yeah.
And high school with that bang, nigga. 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 Nigga.
I'm talking to you.
Nigga. Nigga.
Right.
Nigga. Nigga. 33 rotations and too much change, nigga. They bustin' shots on public square, nigga. 22 murders in a quarter year, nigga. We wasn't like this as young niggas. We came up with the handshake. Me Wood and Knight walking down Hathaway. Thurman is went down for that little blaze. My boss showed me how to play the bang. Niggas still don't like me. Ask me if I give a fuck.
Nah.
April 3rd, they told me some shit. What the fuck? 2.5 million opens on this globe, huh?
For real?
I'm the one that's been a motivated soldier.
Life ain't no game, nigga.
Nope. My brother got shot by some cane bangers. To build a corner with that cane, nigga.
Yeah.
And high school with that cane, nigga. 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 Nigga.
I'm talking to you.
Nigga. 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 Nigga.
Look.
I ain't gon' stop, what the fuck for, nigga?
Hell nah.
I done tried it too, and it didn't work, nigga. I did me from day one, fuck what you do, nigga. Just 7 less describe how I do, nigga.
Nah.
I ain't nothing new, nigga. What a new day. Who gonna give a fuck what the Joneses say?
I'ma
leave it for my people wise enough to shut up and listen. I'm here for that reason, but society do they best to dismiss it. Fuck them off, the ignorant dominion won't admit it.
No.
I got some shit to say. Most of you niggas fake with it.
Bro.
Eat some more copycat, kick them built ass niggas. Fuck mine and took the sweat, they bought to Mickey D, bitches. Life ain't no game, nigga.
Nope.
My brother got shot by some cane bangers. To build a corner with that cane, nigga.
Yeah.
And high school with that cane, nigga. 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 Nigga.
I'm talking to you.
Nigga. 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 Nigga.
Hold up.
I walk to any spot, red car, spending your money, nigga.
Yeah.
It's a job to live. Glad I'm smart, nigga.
So,
fuck the pie trucks, you gotta learn to mind, nigga.
Gotta learn
to mind. So, God, it's just Tekker's ass, nigga.
Ha!
So king with it, how could this shit fit me wrong?
Uh-huh.
My past is cool, but the future's what I'm looking for.
Uh-huh.
My assistance is real. Fuck what you feel, nigga.
Uh-huh.
Never ain't it getting those accomplishments where to park, nigga.
Life ain't no game, nigga.
Nope. My brother got shot by some cane bangers. To build a corner with that cane, nigga.
Yeah.
And high school with that cane, nigga. 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 Nigga.
I'm talking to you.
Nigga. 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 Nigga.
And that is from the IAOMIIM album. Oh, my fault. It ain't on me, it's in me, from my man King Swisher. Had to premiere him, something from him. People have been asking for that. I see somebody called back in. I know one of the people who called back in is to definitely listen, but the other one wasn't that clear. I might pick on that 216-496 to see what they may have wanted. But while I'm on the subject of certain things, I need to tell people, please, SOTC Radio tonight at 1 a.m. That's Cleveland Standard Time. WCSB.org, 89.3 FM, WCSB. As a matter of fact, when I first started putting lyrics down in 1998, I think the most of my lyrics from 1998 to 2004, before I took that six-year break, make sure that hip-hop workshop started off and continued on well. So it's good that they still out there doing their thing. And then also 216 Radio is Saturdays midnight at Cleveland Standard Time, WCSB 89.3 FM. That's WCSB.org. And also I need to throw out there, because a lot of people might not think about it, but I always tend to think about it just a little bit, just a little bit, just a little bit. And it's the Black on Black Crime, Inc., Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show. That airs on voiceitradio.com. That's voiceitradio.com, 3 to 4 p.m. on a Thursday. Now, with some of those good things out of the way, I can also take the time to go back in the past, just back in the past a little bit. This shouldn't take more than, it'd take a couple of minutes, but that's all right. That the number 164 Hip Hop Workshop was in the middle of a two-hour event called Giving Back to the Hood. It was good for the hood. As you gave back to the community, it featured people like, oh, wow, HJS, Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime, Inc., and that's HJSmusic.com is the website. And some people who showed up was, of course, Brother Ted, Harold Stallworth, Sherry Powers, Mama Porter, Frankie Merrick, too many others that can be named. Rendell Marble. I want to say what's up to Kenneth Taylor, Ralph Lee, James Garrett, David Simpkins, Aaron Jones, Charles Look. And we promise that when you show up to different events, we do our best to, like, give you the whole roll call. So it was nice to have two DJs, Down Solid Entertainment spinning live, and Two Hand Salute. You also had VoiceItRadio.com covering the event live. My Live Radio stopped by with Kicking It with Kim. Pound for Pound Cake was there. Black owned cake for everyone. Black House Sound performed. Milligram performed. Big Stone of Butcher Kick Rhymes. Kenny B and Ralph Lee had a beautiful Mother's Day song in front of Kenny B's mom. OGLB, Suave Gotti was giving business lessons. You had co-MCs like HJS, who brought enough food and beverages for the entire neighborhood. Mr. Ronnie B was the other co-MC from 1008 Vision. As a matter of fact, you even had the president of 1008 Vision there as well. Shout out to her, Sister Janine. The effort to recall Mayor Norton also showed up at that event, and the Revolutionary Party. Mothers were giving tribute, Mother Porter and others. And there were a couple of artists that may have been a little bit upset because they couldn't do more than two songs. Now, the reason that I want to speak about that, and I'm looking at it and I'm like, wow, I have enough time to talk about some things before I get to that 216-205 phone number and then see if that 216-496, since they call back, if they have something they want to add to anything. But I just want to say, whoo, get myself up on my soapbox. Let me stand up on there. I'm going to get another soapbox so I can stand on top of two with that. All right, now, there were a couple of artists that may have been a little upset because they couldn't do more than two songs. Now, artists need to realize, that it was only a two-hour program. And if you didn't pay for the food, the sound system to perform, set up and decorate the venue, in our case, tables, chairs, grills, you know, set up the program, which was free, well, when you argue for more time, you hurt yourself in the long run, because we may end up, as we plan on doing bigger and better shows, or we're invited to do major things, and if you can't control yourself in a family setting that's laid back, how can I, like, trust you if someone asks for you or even be suggested to do bigger and better shows, especially if someone asks for a personal recommendation from myself or some of the others who are there. Now, this is an adult business, and you have to act like it. Last year at the Glenville Festival, I was scheduled to perform at 4:10 and didn't get on until 6:10 p.m. Now, also, there was something going on East 105. It was a backyard bash. I was scheduled to perform. That didn't happen, and I didn't have a heart attack. They were giving me, like, free barbecue and everything, and I was invited back this year all because I know business. And also last year, OPN, you know, Press People's Nation, they scheduled me to perform at an event. There wasn't enough time. But during all the other times last year, I performed at many other events, even headlined something because I knew about the business. And everything can't be about you. And because I didn't question the way the shows were set up. Now, as an artist, you do have two choices. Don't deal with the venue, leave, or realize things don't always run perfectly. We're all equal in this industry, men, women. But the Bible does teach respect for your parents and elders. You know, after Jesus was crucified, other than Judas, the multitude respected the disciples. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Afrika Bambaataa, Omar Ali Bey, MC Chill, you know, Chill who now runs the CP2 at Call and Post, have earned respect. And unless they act dishonorable, which they haven't, then they still earn that respect. And a young artist happened to be upset after two songs. Now, they did do two songs, but they were wondering why the mic went to a man who started the Ohio Hip Hop Awards, along with De La Ram, received a Lifetime Achievement Award 9 years ago, had hits on an FM radio station, was a creator of the longest hip-hop night in Cleveland, Spitboxes, DVD, film releases, and radio shows. Well, instead of complaining about veterans, maybe he should have just taken a chill pill and learned from veterans like Suave Gotti or others and asked them, how did you make it in the business? That way they can make it bigger and better than just performing at, you know, certain smaller events. With that being said, I know, hold on, 216-205, while I get up off of these two soapboxes, I didn't think they'd be that big. All right, I'm down, I'm cool, I'm calm. 216-205, how are you doing out there?
I'm doing good, Mr. Porter. I appreciate you putting the word out. That's too funny. I appreciate everybody that came out Saturday for the first Good for the Hood and let them know we're going to rock out next month. We're going to get our date confirmed, so we'll invite everybody to get back out. And the thing for the rappers is I appreciate everybody that came out, but I was trying to explain to them that's not what the event was for. It was for BMA, and it was to get back to the community and provide a positive message and show that we can hip-hop, and at the same time we can be responsible and actually give back. So, but it's okay. I mean, as an artist, you want to be selfish. So I was laughing when you were saying that because I could see that they was upset. But the whole thing was it wasn't about them. They were supposed to come out and actually give to the community. And if you give into the community, it's selfless. I didn't rock. A whole bunch of people didn't rock because that's not what
Thank
we were
you.
There for. But it's a, I mean, we still love them. Sometimes it just takes some age and experience. You just have to grow up. So you're going to get knocked around in the industry. That's just how it is. But I appreciate the show, all the love, and hope to see everybody soon. Thanks, Pete.
Thank you, man. We always appreciate you. We always appreciate you. And for those who don't know, that was none other than HJS Music. That's www.hjsmusic.com. Before we go to the 216-450, who looks like they want to chime in, and then we'll check back with that 216-496. I just want to let people know some more information if I can. And one thing that I want to do, since I did get rid of one little strong piece, I do need to let people know, and I got a chance to do certain things, and that is that, oh, wow, standing ovation party in honor of Gloria James, Outstanding Mother of the Year Award, Marcellus Cox, Outstanding Businesswoman of the Year. For those who don't know, the Boyd Funeral Home, you know, she's been doing her things as a mother, and there would be no LeBron James if Gloria James hadn't, as a single mother, taken tough choices to make sure her son made it out there and do what he was doing. And hundreds of men are coming to salute and honor our beautiful women at the B&M Entertainment Palace Complex at 11209 Kinsman Avenue, Saturday, June the 13th. That's Saturday, June the 13th, 2015, from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. Music provided by the renowned One to None. That's One to None. And also performing will be the Dynamic Musical Divas with a fun-filled old-school versus new-school dance contest where the older individuals will have to dance to the newer New Age rap songs. It might be to Lil Wayne or what have you. So that'll be interesting to see some of our elders, our seniors, dancing to that, while some of the younger crowd might have to dance to some Earth, Wind, and Fire, some James Brown. So I think everybody will be looking at each other trying to figure out what in the world is going on. It is BYOB, but the tickets are $10 in advance, $15 at the door. The menu, well, the menu is the B&M Party Center menu. And if you're wondering why I talked about things a few months ago, why something might sound familiar, that's because we talked about what a great time we had when HJS, myself, and quite a few others managed to go to the B&M Party Center for DJ Fatty Banks, Scratchmaster L. Oh, now you're remembering back to what I was talking about back then, so you can now come back through and enjoy yourselves. If you're looking for tickets, well, it's our fundraiser for Black on Black Crime Incorporated, so you can always reach out to 216-486-0236 or 216-990-0679 or 216-804-7462. Hey, I've got tickets I wouldn't mind to sell to you, so we can all be out there together on that same day. So I just wanted to say it's sponsored by the Lady Dynasty Social Club and Black on Black Crime Incorporated. Like I say, I'm enjoying everything, and I know the person who dialed in, they probably said, I didn't want to talk, I just called in to listen. So that's all right. I see what you did to let me know that. Big shout out to my man King Murder, who did a walkthrough at the Good for the Hood event, stayed for a little while. That brother has been putting some money into making exceptional music videos. So that's why I say, you should always be selfish about yourself, but when you realize it's a business, you realize you should be networking, finding out what are the rules, what is this all about, and some people missed the chance to network with one of the biggest brothers out there, Tucci Dance. They deal a whole lot in the community, part of a whole lot. If you missed out on my brother KM, well, I don't know what to say. But other than that, I'm going to go back and just say I'm thankful this person dialed back in. Before I play this next track, there's a reason I'm getting to it. I want to check with the 216-496 and see if there was anything else on your mind. 216-496? So I'm glad that you called back in. That's why I tell people if you dial back later on, I may think you want to say something else. That's a good way to chime in or to press that one key. But I want to send this song out. Boy, this next person, you know, Karma is a so-and-so, so-and-so, so-and-so. But it's one of my favorite songs. I had to play it. I wasn't going to play this song today, all right? I play it every blue moon just because Ballhead Fred, he's got a lot of good songs to choose from. But because this man was involved in a road rage, it was a road rage incident in Florida. He's had like maybe 6 mug shots since Trayvon Martin's execution. This man, it makes you wonder just who is the thug. But anyway, whoever missed shooting him missed becoming a national hero. Anyway, this is from my man Ballhead Fred. It's a track, you'll recognize it. It's called KGZ. It stands for something. Talk to you shortly.
A bunch of fags, they can burn the cross, but I'll burn your flag. truth. I put the message out there to the black youth. I wanna shoot Mr. George when I see him. When the infrared beam him, and you're gonna have to clean him. Wouldn't wanna be him. Nigga pass the shovel, niggas killing each other, but they ain't trying to kill that fucking devil. Yeah.
So much corruption involved in this case that I won't ever dare say that you wouldn't believe, because I know that you know, because you do this on a daily basis. But there are several municipalities that are absolutely involved in this, and RTA police and CMHA police are just two of those municipalities. And the city of Cleveland is another. But I just absolutely cannot say enough how much I want justice for my loved one who is being held here in the United States in a prison for an argument. So I cannot help but say all people of color should be absolutely outraged about this, because it could have been them. You just never know. And we absolutely have to do everything within our power to stop it.
So. You are right. As a matter of fact, I remember myself, Brother Don Bryant, who called in earlier tonight, being very concerned, and his and I showing up and keeping in constant contact. So I will do something, because man in the street, some people will say, we're so interactive, but they're only interactive when the show's on. So this is what we'll talk about when it says being interactive. We'll talk about the fact, once again, that the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings are on Wednesday evenings, 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 14715 Euclid Avenue, Lee Road intersection. It's the Resource Center storefront at 7:15 p.m. Accessible numbers right now for myself would be a 216-486-0236 phone number. That's 216-486-0236 and 216-804-7462. I'm just putting those numbers out there because we will be back out there to assist those who need to be assisted, and I thank you very much before we close out for calling in.
Absolutely. Thank you so very much for having me.
No problem. If you hold a line, I'd definitely like to say something real quick in regards to everything.
Okay.
And no problem. And what I'd like to say is that I thank you all for at least allowing me to come through every week. I feel that the Creator allowed this show to be in existence for a reason. And there's sometimes I'll call people and just, you know, pick up and ask, hey, not figuring that they don't really want to say anything. But I feel like everybody has something to contribute, because you never know. And I also personally believe that if you're going to say that you would like to have some sort of change, be willing to change some things yourself. So when people come through and they show up to fight for themselves, like our last caller did, it only caused people like myself to step up front, step forward. Brother Don Bryan, Greater Cleveland Immigrant Support Network, he does so much. He stepped up for that cause. So you never know who you might be dealing with, so I want to say thank you. I want to end things on a semi-light note, if I can. I enjoyed myself so much at the Good for the Hood event, giving out free food and everything. And it was nice that it was a nice atmosphere, giving back to the community, food and all of that. This goes out to everybody. And if you, I just have to say, it was nice. There was a lot of beautiful things for Mother's Day and everything. But by right, Mother's Day is every day, and Father's Day is every day of the year. So that's the one thing I wanted to leave off with. And as I leave out, there were definitely a lot of ladies with this song. I'm sitting out for Emax the Image, the remix to one of my favorite songs, Big Legs, the remix. I enjoyed that too. Peace.
Looking at at you, baby, from your head to your face, cause I like you. This is what it is. Don't you try to turn around, I'm handling my biz. I'ma get you. Girl, come to me. We can go all night if that's what you like.
Well,
yeah.
I'm in the club. In the club. In the club. Looking for my girlfriend.
Girlfriend. Girlfriend.
Well, I'm in the club. In the club. In the club.
Light skin, she can get it. She can have big legs.